is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See Live Off the Record with Cheval the Lion is sponsored by CG Atlantic, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I trust you had a great Christmas day. Enjoyed your family, enjoyed your food, enjoyed your friendships, enjoyed your gifts, on whatever else you found to do on Christmas Day. I really trusted you had a wonderful, wonderful time. So glad you could join us today. If you want to give us a call at all today, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. Besides today, we have 2 days left in this 2022. And so we want to have some things to say about 2022 and some things to say about 2023. But before I move on, let me say a couple of things, one of which is to express my deep condolence to the family of Andrew Dudd Maynard, someone I believe may have been the most powerful non-elected political personality in the Bahamas at some point in his life. Someone who was certainly a mover and shaker in that regard, playing a significant role in so many ways on the political scene. Condolences to his families. It's lying in state. In tribute to his political career contribution. And so our condolences to his family. Secondly, let me say that Juan McCartney was gracious enough to let me know in advance of his, only recently, of his decision to take up new responsibilities and leave the Guardian and the show he did. I can be counted among his many fans. I've been asked on occasions who I thought had the most popular show on radio, and to much of some of your surprise, I would tell people Juan McCartney, and I believed that. I believed that. That he had listeners, broad set of listeners. One is one of the most intelligent, articulate, courageous, forthright, younger Bahamians, Bahamian professionals that I know. And I have no doubt that his presence on this radio station and in the media generally will be missed, and his show will not be replaced, not in the style of the revolution that Juan McCartney created. And I commend him for all that he has done, for his outstanding hosting of the show and performance in his workplace, and wish him all the best in his future. I always say to young people, listen, man, if you see an opportunity that you believe, can't be what I believe, I can give you advice, I can give you guidance, that you believe is best for you, for your family, for your future, carry on, do well. Of course, there'll be people who won't like it, there'll be people who would prefer it otherwise, but that's their view. When it comes to your life, it is your call. And so I wish him all the very best. He's a bright, talented young man. I have no doubt he'll do well wherever he finds himself. And so he knows that that I was an avid listener to the show. From time to time off air, we dialogue about any number of things, exchanging views on matters. And it's always been a pleasure to interact, to discuss with him many of the critical issues in our country. And I wish him all the best. Okay. Like I said, not counting today, we have two more days basically left in this 2022. And it has been an interesting year, for sure. I mean, interesting year, with some really astounding developments, not least of which was the one that evolved in the latter part of the year, which was FTX. And that story, we'll have some more to say about that later on. But it was an interesting year, for sure. Economically speaking, it was a very good recovery year for the Bahamas. Not very good in that it took care of all of the unemployed. It took care of all of the losses resulting from the pandemic because it brought the enormous prosperity across the board, or it improved the wages across the board. Not because of that at all. It was a good year because Bahamas had an uninterrupted, steady, robust recovery from the downturn of the height of the pandemic, and that was good for the Bahamas. Right, to have done that. I'll talk about what I think is going to happen in the economy next year, but this year, the recovery was good. It was able to help buoy some of the government's revenue and what have you, but did nothing to curb government expenditure, or even though it did allow for some predictable reduction in deficit spending, and therefore in the growth rate of the national debt. So, you know, all of those were positives for the Bahamas. And so the economy was a good actor this year in the country. Politically speaking, we continued a tradition, it seemed, left by the Minnis administration, to the extent that let me back up first to say that insofar as positive developments were concerned on the part of the government pursued some meaningfully positive public policies, right? One of which was the effort around the carbon credits, and one of which was the efforts around promoting the issue of climate change and the need for the international community to do more in respect of that, in an effort to examine some of the fundamentals around what we're doing in terms of fiscal management and that kind of stuff. There's some positive developments in that regard. But there was a continuation of a tradition that the Minnis administration established in its term, which was to really step on your own message by unforced error. So we had some of that happening. Like if you look at any number of controversies that may have been attendant to this administration, the Davis administration, they were not things which, for the most part, were brought about because, say, the opposition caused it or something of that nature. These were things which reflected decisions made by them that caused them controversy. Now, in some instances, the opposition highlighted it and may have even brought it to the fore and to their credit. But it, for the most part, had the government done some things differently, these things would not even have been there for them to have been brought to the fore, whether that was the Bermuda trip issue or the BPL issue or the handling of the price control issue. All of these for me were unforced terrorism. So, but those made for some interesting political dialogue in 2022. So it was an interesting year, even though I don't think that it was an inspiring year for Bahamians in general. It was not, to my mind. I mean, I could be wrong, but you can tell me otherwise if that was for you, but it was not. I'm talking about in terms of the national scene, maybe on a personal level, people had inspirational circumstances that evolved for them, but on a national level, it was not an inspiring year for me. In fact, not a year that induced a lot of, to my mind, optimism about the future either. And we'll talk about the future in a little while. I think we have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. That was early.
Hi, how are you?
Go ahead, caller.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Super. Okay, throughout this year, I was not able to call you as frequently like I used to.
Oh, well,
I took time over and I listened.
Okay.
And I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And I trust and hope you had a great Christmas. And I wish you a very pleasant New Year as well.
Yes. And you do well and continue to educate the public.
I do my best. Thank you so much for calling. Don't let us miss your voice too much the next year now.
Due to circumstances now.
Okay. I got you. Understood.
You got me right?
Understood. Okay. I understand.
All right. But don't.
Bless you.
Thanks. Not to do with politics.
I understand. No. I understand. Thanks a lot.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Okay. Yeah. So 2022, you know, pretty much is behind us. So I wanted to, for the remainder of the show, talk about some things to watch for in 2023. Things that if you are trying to figure out what life is likely to be like for us as a whole, as a country, things you should watch for. If you're trying to figure out, well, you know, what should I think about my own personal, financial, social circumstances, things that you should watch for in 2023, right? These are things that I think, depending on the way they go, could have an enormous impact on our country, on our personal circumstances. In fact, in some instances, on the world, okay? And so we want to talk about some of those things that we should be looking at in 2023. Literally trying to see what the information is out there that's saying, credible information out there saying about what is likely to happen in these areas. You want to be paying attention to that. And I want you to listen very carefully to the end, because there's something in the end that is critical for you to be about come 2023. All right. So we're going to take a break, our first break. And then when we come back, we're going to look at what to watch for in 2023. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabar Balang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, letting you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
So, what would you like to discuss?
Insurance, Doc. It's so frustrating. I go to the mall for motor, drive to Bay Street to get a home quote, swing east to file a medical claim, then go west for a pensions appointment. Don't even get me started about life.
I'm going to prescribe CG Atlantic. They have all the insurance you're looking for.
Really? Thanks.
With all the insurance you need, we're like a doctor that doesn't waste your time and money. CG Atlantic. Good like that.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best behemoth at international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
Happy holidays from Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a beautiful and wonderful Christmas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. We're talking about things to watch for in 2023. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316-325-4316, or you can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. First thing that I think that we should look for in 2023 are climate developments. No, I don't mean climate change as an issue or that kind of thing. No, I mean climate developments, because the most probable and the most impactful thing that can still happen to devastate the Bahamian economy, the Bahamian way of life, remains a massive hurricane. And hurricanes are a staple for us on an annual basis because we have a hurricane season. And we know that these hurricanes have been showing up with greater intensity. Thankfully, we were able to escape any significant hit in this year. But because of the recent track record of things, it is possible that between June and November of next year, a massive hurricane, one that doesn't hit Grand Bahama, Abaco, or some of the southern islands, but that hits New Providence, remains one of the greatest risks to the Commonwealth of the Bahamas in all forms, to government revenue, to public infrastructure, to private infrastructure, to economic growth, to economic stability, all these kinds of things. And so look at what we endured this winter season. I mean, we had stretches of very cold weather. I saw a videotape. I'm not going to swear it was true, but I believe it was true. It was snowing in Miami. And it was very cold in Grand Bahama. Okay? So we know that the climate seems to be showing some unusual developments in terms of weather patterns, right? And so we remain vulnerable two massive hurricanes, and we have to watch for those in the upcoming year. And so watching for them doesn't only mean watching to see if it happens. It means readying yourself for the worst possibility of such a thing happening. Really. So what that would mean for you, for me, is where we can, that's all I'm saying, get your hurricane stuff in order, right? Insurance in order. Where you can, do the necessary to build up whatever supplies you could need in case you have to survive some days, some weeks without power, without this, that, and the next thing. Because this is where we are. Not only in terms of hurricanes. I mean, we are in a situation now where we can't rule out tsunamis. We can't rule out earthquakes. We cannot rule out anything. Because the world's climate seems to be saying something is off. Something is off. So climate developments are one of the things that we have to watch for in 2023. Really, literally watch for. First thing. Secondly, we have to watchful of the war in Ukraine. Now, the war in Ukraine is removed from us in terms of distance, for sure. But it is not removed from us in terms of its impact on the global political and economic circumstances. And let me tell you why it is necessary to watch the war in Ukraine closely. The war in Ukraine has the potential to turn into a worldwide military encounter. It does. When you have in a President Putin, whether he is serious or not, the threat of the use of nuclear bombs or nuclear weapons, you have the potential to pull the rest of the world into an armed conflict. Because it doesn't even have to be the use of the weapon. If taken seriously enough because of intelligences, a preemptive strike could be afoot that pulls the world into a global military situation. What would that mean for us? You know what that means. That means enormous disruption to the global economic circumstances, to global logistics, enormous interruption to the way of things in an already abnormal world. And the Ukraine war has that potential. The Ukraine war also has the potential to feed thoughts to other nations about what would be allowed or not allowed insofar as invading, insofar as encroaching, insofar as commanding what one believes to be one's territory and what the world would do about it. And that too has the potential to bring other actors into other spheres of military conflict that could also be disruptive to the global economic circumstances. So watching the war in Ukraine is a must for anyone interested in preparing for instability in the global economic political space. What does that mean? Same thing. You prepare for that development like you prepare for a massive natural disaster development. You do what you can to ensure that in the event that there's disruption causing job losses, causing economic instability, causing logistical challenges, you have what you need to be able to survive through extended periods of that disruption, right? But it is a real situation. This is not a scenario. There is a real war in Ukraine. And the stakes are very high for all concerned, not just Ukraine and Russia. The stakes are very high for all concerned. If you can imagine a second power in Russia having to contemplate losing a war to Ukraine, which on the books doesn't even match Russia in terms of military strength. What would a President Putin do to ensure that that loss is not his? And to do so in the face that massive assistance is being rendered by the United States and other countries to Ukraine to help them fight back Russia. So the stakes are very high there. So watching the Ukraine war is another thing I am paying attention to in 2023. Another thing that I am paying attention to, I think the viewers should pay attention to, and I think this is a no-brainer for most of us, is the U.S. economy. Why? Because it is a significant feeder of global economic growth and prosperity, and it is a significant feeder of Bahamian economic growth and prosperity. Our economic recovery right now is hinging predominantly on U.S. tourism flows. We have we've always talked about our closeness to the United States of America and how that closeness creates a natural feeder for tourists from the United States of America, particularly the eastern coast of the United States of America. Right. And so in the wake of the pandemic, where people have felt more comfortable traveling shorter distances and to familiar safe sites, Bahamas has recovered very well in terms of people wanting to visit. I was really pleasantly observing the tourists in Grand Bahama over the Christmas. I went to some restaurants and seeing people, the tourists would be sitting down. I mean, just flooding into those places. It was beautiful. Then I understood Nassau was abundantly better off and so forth, right? That's great news for the Bahamas, right? But those people choose to vacation in the Bahamas because they feel a certain way about their economic prospects at home. Well, to the extent of those economic prospects, their economy is doing well, their money is in their pockets, they feel comfortable enough to be making that travel. Well, what we do know is that the U.S. economy has a fairly high probability of going into recession come 2023, meaning it's going to have a significant slowdown. Now, here's the problem with that. The Fed has been using interest rates to slow down the economy significantly time now to fight inflation. So they've been trying to slow the economy down because too many people had money in their pockets because of the stimulus in the pandemic and so forth, and with the recovery taking place, people getting their jobs back, so they had the money from the stimulus and their money from their new jobs. They were buying with limited supply, and driving up the prices of things, and that caused some inflation as well as the global logistical challenges that were also limiting supplies. And so all of those combinations of things created an inflationary pressure that the Feds were fighting and hoping to slow down spending to do, right? And the problem with a slowing economy is it's not just the slowdown itself, but the expectation of investors and consumers about the slowdown and what that means for them, that help causes them now to even further be cautious about spending. And so sometimes you can get an overshoot in your effort to slow the economy down, and now you're going into recession, and the talk of recession makes people get more cautious, and that more cautiousness will cause them even to further reduce their spending and their investing, and that then puts you in territories where things are getting scary for people. Well, if you're getting scary about your money issues, whether you're going to have enough money, what are you going to start doing? You're going to start looking at the luxuries in your life and you're going to be curbing back on those luxuries. What kind of luxuries are those? Vacationing becomes one of those. So I'm looking at the U.S. economy to see that not if it goes into recession, but the quality of that recession and the interpretation that investors and consumers are putting on that recession. In the earliest days of that talk, I wasn't concerned because the recession was more an induced slowing down of the economy. But sometimes expectations get built into that recession that further thrusts it into areas of decline and reduction that you're not wanting because of the impact of it on economic activity. And so we have to look at the U.S. economy carefully, see where that's going. Again, what does that mean for you and I? It means, again, paying attention to your own financial circumstances so that you are exercising wisdom in ensuring that you keep some reserve in the tank in case things slow down significantly. You gotta have something to buy a grocery, to pay your bills, and you know, that kind of way. So you wanna be careful to watch for that also. You're listening to Z-Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to continue going down our list of things to look for in 2023. This is if you want to go into it with your eyes wide open and breast prepared to navigate the situation when you get there. We'll be back after this break.
So much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go, because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches. Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Erin Green wishing you and your family happiness, peace, and mangoes this holiday season and throughout the new year from Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, everybody.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z-Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday noon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so. 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I have a text here, says, great show as usual. It's the Lang New Player War. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. The devil is a liar. Well, I hope your rebuke is as strong as you say it. And I hope your rebuke helps. I'm not saying there's going to be a nuclear war. I'm just saying what is being threatened. And you know, whatever you think, I don't know who was rebuking what nuclear war weapon was used in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, but it didn't stop them from having the bomb dropped and exploding. So I wish you well. I hope you're right. This text says, looks like COVID is making a strong comeback in China. At some point, Putin must be stopped. Yeah, COVID is not just making a strong comeback in China. Even in the United States and across the globe, COVID is rising as an issue. But I don't believe it's going to cause the world to go into the kinds of shutdowns that we saw. So I don't place that on my... I watch it from a personal health point of view, but I don't watch it as a phenomenon that is going to likely drive the kind of behavior we saw in the height of the pandemic. So, but again, you're right. It is actually rising as an issue for sure. We have a caller on the line going to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Happy holidays.
Hey, happy holidays to you too, man.
And happy new year to you and your family. I hope everything goes well.
Thank you, and likewise.
2023.
Thank you.
But I think everyone is looking at Putin as the bogeyman, but based on the agreements signed between Ukraine and Russia, Ukraine didn't live up to those agreements, and I think that's what kind of sparked this war to begin with. But I think you said that the wars between Russia and Ukraine, but I think it's a bigger issue than that. I think this is a war between Russia and NATO, and that's why this is being drawn out so long. You got the United States, European countries basically pardoning billions of to ensure that Russia kind of uses up most of their, you know, funds and stuff like that.
Let me ask you a question. What agreement exists between two countries of a non-military nature that could cause another country, a country, to invade a country? What agreement exists for that? What agreement was that?
Well, one of the agreements that I read about was that Ukraine would not try to join NATO.
Okay, but the agreement said, if you try to join NATO, I'm going to invade you, and that's okay? That's allowable in international law? That's what you can
I'm not saying it's allowable or agreeable, but I'm saying that could be one of the reasons that sparked the war.
But why are you sharing that with us? Because I'm saying, does that legitimize something? Why would that be helpful and useful for us to know?
It legitimizes the fact that if you have an agreement with someone, you should keep it.
No. But I'm asking you a different question, though. So you know of something that says if the Bahamas doesn't keep its agreement with the United States of America, United States of America has a right to come and invade the Bahamas?
I mean, given the fact that NATO has in their past wanted to get rid of Russia, been hostile towards Russia.
NATO has always been hostile towards Russia. Listen to me. This is Z-Live. When you speak on this show, you have to speak factually. Tell me, give me, show me when NATO has tried to get rid of Russia. Where has that ever happened? Where's the evidence of that?
Being hostile to Russia. Anyone can look it up.
No. See, but that wasn't what you said, though. You said tried to get rid of. Hostility exists between all kinds of countries. All kinds of countries. That's nothing new. Russia, there's something called the Cold War. The Cold War was a reflection of hostility between Russia and the United States. When was that a reason?
We're talking about the environment that was created that caused the war. That's what we're talking about.
I got you. I that's why that helps us, but in the situation. But okay. All right, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Do we have another call on the line? No? All right. This says, Putin is a bully. The world would have to get involved and destroy Putin. I don't know if the world has to get involved and destroy Putin. I do know that if the threat of nuclear weapons becomes real in terms of taken by the side as real, that could be a game changer in the war. And I disagree that this is a war between Russia and NATO. That's not true. It's a war between Russia and Ukraine, that NATO is supporting Ukraine is a given. And why wouldn't it? Why would the world sit idly by and watch one country invade another country and want that precedence to be set. Even if you appeal to Iraq and what happened in Iraq, in Iraq, the U.S. did not unilaterally go into Iraq. It went in there with a coalition of countries so that at the very, even that farcical war that they ended up in Iraq was a coalition of players based on false information, right? This was not one country going into another country and invading it, right? So it's not a war between NATO and Russia. It's a war between Ukraine and Russia. And Ukraine is supposed to be so outgunned, NATO has been supporting Ukraine. This text says, 90s callers are lost. If NATO was really involved in this war, it would be over now. Putin, no, not to fool with a NATO country. This is why he doesn't want countries to join it. Absolutely. Very good point, right? Says, this caller has been subjected to misinformation. One, Ukraine only applied to join NATO after Putin invaded Ukraine. Absolutely true. Two, just like Sweden and a few of the other Baltic states, it was only when Putin destabilized the balance and decided to seize land illegally that they all applied to join NATO. True. No country wants to be another on a part of the Russian economic and social basket case. Absolutely. Absolutely. Right? Okay, so let's continue with our list. So first was climate developments we're watching for in 2023. Second, we're looking at the Ukraine war. Thirdly, we're looking at U.S. economy. Fourth, listen to me. If you want, you don't have to be an economist. You don't have to be brilliant at finance. If you want to know what the Bahamas' economic prospects are going to be in 2023, as any massive natural disaster or global instability, if you want to know what the Bahamas' economy is going to be like, what job creation is going to be like, what income growth is going to be like, what government revenue is going to be like, what broad prosperity is going to be like, watch for these four things. Got it? Got it? You got your list? Got your list? Right? You got your list? First, watch for tourism. And tourism, nothing more quickly and more impactfully is going to show up to help the Bahamas' economy like visitors to the Bahamas. Visitors by boat, visitors by plane. Nothing. In the short run, nothing is going to impact our economy more so. If you get listen to tourism projections from the Ministry of Tourism or from the Hotel Association, from the cruise port and them, from the Airport Authority, if you listen to those and they sound positive relative to last year, you're going to be in better shape, right, than last year. Now, if you don't get to numbers that were like the numbers you had prior to the pandemic in, say, 2018 or 19, then you're not going to get necessarily back to that level of tourism activity. But, you know, if it's close, then your recovery is going on fine. First thing, look at the tourism numbers. What are the projections for tourism flows? Second, what are the projections for foreign direct investment flows? This isn't portfolio investing. This isn't people coming to buy stocks and bonds. This is people coming to plant stuff in the ground to actually establish businesses here that employ people, that pay government taxes, that businesses to do things for them, etc. So look at foreign direct investment, not announcements. Not what the government says is in the pipeline. What not the government says is approved. Not what the government says they are turning soil. This is about actual on the ground under construction, setting up operation, operating. Look for that. If you have little of that, then your economic growth is going to be not as robust as you want. Tourism, foreign direct investment inflows. And thirdly, you want to look at inflation. You can't control it, and I can't control it. We can't control it in the Bahamas. But you look at it and watch it from the U.S.'s point of view, because that's where you import your inflation from. If that continues robustly, which the good news is it's supposed to moderate, meaning it's supposed to slow down in terms of what we have been accustomed to, but it will still be historically higher than we are used to. That creates challenges for average souls. It creates challenges for investors and so forth. So tourism, foreign direct investment inflows, inflation, watch those numbers, watch the projections on those numbers, watch the actual development in respect of the economy, the actual tourism that tourists can come. And you can get those numbers generally from, Ministry of Tourism's website, Central Bank, Quarterly Statistical Digest. You can listen to news reports from the Hotel Association and those. You can get a sense of what's happening in the tourism areas. You listen to the government. Well, you don't have to listen to the government. Just watch this. You drive up and down Nassau, drive up and down Grand Bahama, drive up and down Abaco, drive up and down Long Island. Investments taking place in the ground. Okay, enough said. And then you watch inflation, which you will tell every time you go to the food store. All right? So you want to watch those things. We have about four more items that we're going to talk about to watch for in the second half of the show. So climate developments. Will we get hit by a massive hurricane? Will there be some natural disaster that impacts the country? The Ukraine war, will it escalate? Will it spread? Will the nuclear threat be in perception or reality, something that drives other countries to get more involved in the conflict? The U.S. economy, will it go into a deep recession? And will that recession have a soft landing or a hard landing? By soft landing, we mean that, yeah, there's a recession, but it starts to recover without any deep unemployment. The U.S. economy has an unemployment rate now, historically low, unemployment rate of about 3.something%. Some suggest that unemployment could go up to 4.something%, maybe even higher. So if it has a hard landing, meaning that the recession has a difficult time and a deep impact, then you can see historically high unemployment levels, and that will not be good for tourism flows. In the Bahamas, you want to look at those tourism numbers. You want to look at FDI, foreign direct investment inflows, and you want to look at inflation and see what's happening in those respects. Those four areas alone, four things alone, have the potential to be very positively impacting on the country or very negatively impacting on the country and on your own personal circumstances. And none of us have to be unable to watch for those things. There are credible ways to watch for those things. In fact, on the show, we're gonna do month by month gauging of them. So that we'll come back to this a bit and we'll see what we're seeing in respect of those, so that we can keep track of it over time, see how things play out. Okay. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for news. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion. We're watching stuff in 2023. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Gentlemen, to Z Live, I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. A couple of days left in the new year, in the old year. New year will soon be upon us. You know, I am not deluded by the fact that while we will start counting a new year come January 1, there are lots of things about our lives that will not be new, that will be carried over, your mortgage, your rent, your bills unpaid, your credit card debt unpaid, your loans unpaid, your health issues, some of them. None of those get to be reset really just because a new year starts. That doesn't happen, so don't delude yourself. But a new year does give us an opportunity to at least start to mark new perspectives, new attitudes, new pursuits. So it's more of a psychological something that we get to engage in for the new year. And so I like it for that reason, but don't let anybody fool you. You know, a lot of old stuff be carried forward into the new year. Quote. Right? This text says, by the way, if you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232, 323-6232, or 325-4316, 325-4316, or you can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp 043. That's 439-3043. This text says the main reason there's a proxy war with Russia is based on the trading bloc being created between Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, dropping the dollar as trading currency. Okay, if that's what you believe. Carry on. All right, so we're counting down some things to watch for in 2023. Okay, 2023. The fifth thing, remember the first four things were climate developments, Ukraine war, U.S. economy, tourism, FDI flows, and inflation. We're watching those things. The fifth thing we want to watch is public borrowing. How much the government of the Bahamas will borrow? Because that's an indication of where government revenue is. That's an indication of where government is relative to revenue, because borrowing only happens because the government is spending more than it's taking in revenue. And if the government is doing that and increasing in that way, something one way or the other is off. Either its revenue is not performing as well as it wants, or it's spending above what is necessary. And only a couple of things will drive that. If the government is spending more than usual, it's because the economy isn't performing as it wants, and it's feeling the need to support it, to provide social relief in that kind of way. So, you know, that could be driving it, or it's got some political ambitions it's trying to satisfy through public expenditure. And by political ambition, I don't mean anything nefarious, just that it says, you know what, if I'm going to get more popularity, if I'm going to get more favorability, then we need to spend in these areas so that people could be pleased. We watch public expenditure. And if the government is borrowing more and putting more pressure on national debt and raising it, it is also telling the story of what it's going to do to your taxes later on in life. Be sure of it. It may not be in this term, but it'll be in some term, because there has to be a rebalancing. There are no free lunches. And so watch public borrowing. And that's easy to watch. In May, the government is going to present the 2022-2023 fiscal budget in May of next year. And all you have to do is look at that line that says, this year we will borrow X amount. And then ask yourself, how much did they borrow last year? And then you can see where borrowing is relative to between the 2 years, okay? So watch public borrowing. Watch the public borrowing. Watch public debt. Watch the fiscal budget deficit. Watch for that. Watch for that. It has implications for you all around. I'm not watching the NIB fund, actually. I mean, as a matter of 2023, I'm not watching that, because there is no real story to be told in the NIB fund. The story has already been told about, which is that the fund needs rescuing, and that rescue has to be by increasing the rate. That is going to come. So, like me watching that would be like me watching that if the sun rises, that it'll set. I mean, like it'll be shocker to me. It won't be, you know what I mean, unless something catastrophic happens, right? The NIB fund is going to be rescued. Be sure of it. Whether that is done in this term or the next term, you could be sure a rate increase for NIB is coming. You remember that Chicago Line told you that. Sure, night follow day. Politicians may kick the ball down, but you could be sure when the rubber hits the road, they can bite that bullet. Did you not see a rate increase on the fuel surcharge for BPL? Did you not see that after the prime minister said in February that he didn't want to put that on the bank? People, what happened now? It'll come. NIB knows that they'll be rescued. As sure as night follows day, okay? So watch public borrowings. The sixth thing that you should watch for, I should watch for in 2023, is U.S. politics. Watch U.S. politics. Ordinarily, for years, we could count on a certain level of robustness, you know, stability, sanity, general cooperativeness and stability around politics between Republicans and Democrats. But as I observe it, something is happening in the U.S. and around the world, actually. And the Bahamas was not, the Bahamas was in an exception, but the Bahamas was not an extreme case of it. But something is happening around the world. And in the U.S., it's intensified. The extremist ends of the political parties, the Republicans, Democrats, but in particular, the Republicans. It's happening in the Democratic Party too, but more so in the Republican Party. The extremist elements of those parties are becoming core base of those, of the parties. Again, not so much the Democrats, such that it is driving what the leadership compelled her to do in response to keeping power at their base level in particular. Again, I would say that for the Democrats, this is probably 5-10 times less the case, but it is there. There is that element. But in the Republican Party, so there is a lack, there seems to be a lack of ability to even see, even share realities. There seems to be an inability to even agree on what would ordinarily be basic facts, basic truths. There seems to be a challenge with even agreeing on, but the dude lied. He lied about this, he lied about that, he lied about the next thing, and therefore he is disqualifiable. He's disqualified as a elected representative. You can't even come to grips with that. That can't happen. That cannot happen. So what that means is the risk for civil instability around political issues, very real. And that could have implications for all of us around the world. The referral of the January 6th committee's report to the Department of Justice and anything the Department of Justice does or does not do in relation to those referrals, especially around Donald Trump, could be an element of instability for the U.S. political scene. If the Department of Justice does something, that could trigger extremist elements in the Republican Party, the conservative side of life. If it doesn't do something, it could trigger elements in the on the extreme side of the Democratic or liberal side of life. And so the U.S. politics and how that gets played out. And this year, you're going to hear all the announcements about who's going to run for president, and things are going to get even more crazy because remember, you have to become the candidate for your party. And to become the candidate for your party, you have to appeal to your base. And if your base is extremist, then you're going to hear extreme views as you try to get support for your base. You may not even, the candidate may not even believe those things in their heart of hearts. But to get the support of their base, they may have to play to those things. So you may have racist, you may have ultra-conservative, you could have conspiratorial things tossed about merely to get support. By either side, you could get it, even though I have to concede, in my observation, it's been a lot on the Republican side of things, right? So, I am in terms of my own religious stance in life, moral stance in life, I am definitely more aligned with Republican sentiments, not their behavior, but sentiment. But boy, there is some oddity in some of their practices I have observed over the years. And so we have to watch U.S. politics, watch it, because it can affect policies, it can affect economic fiscal policies, it can affect international policies, and all of that can be impactful on us. This Texas U.S. between a fire and frying pan, with Trump running for president again. Okay. All right, so that's, watch U.S. politics, we gotta watch that. The seventh thing to watch for, I believe, is FTX developments. I believe that the Sam Bankman-Fried inquiries, investigations, prosecutions have very real potential for a jurisdiction like ours in which FTX was headquartered, to the extent that it can entrench a narrative about us. It can shape a view of the Bahamas and its financial sector and can cause policymakers in the U.S. and elsewhere to try to begin to influence affairs here in ways. And, you know, sometimes in international affairs, people don't come at you directly. They don't come at your financial services sector because you are a kerfuffle in your financial services sector. They come at your airline over flight fees. They come at that. You know, and I hear the Deputy Prime Minister, and I support the Deputy Prime Minister's discussions about protecting the Bahamas as sovereign, right? But just remember, the truth of the matter is your ability to be sovereign rights is only a function of your ability to protect your sovereign rights. And the extent to which people do things to you that make impractical what you are doing to protect your sovereign rights, you know, is another story. All right. But my point is that FTX doesn't have to affect us in terms of affecting our financial services sector. There are other ways in which people can put the squeeze on you if they buy into a narrative about you. I'm not suggesting that's happening. That's why I'm going to watch FTX developments, and I'm asking you to watch the same. Look at it not from the point of view of did Sam Bankman-Fried get what he deserved. And Sam Bankman-Fried now is a minor story in a larger narrative. He's a big minor story, but he is still a minor story in a much larger narrative now. Because now the narrative will be all around regulating these things that are out there that people can and believe they can't come to grips with and so forth. And what that could then mean for where people go into extraterritorial legislative regimes and all that kind of stuff is a different story. So I'm watching FTX developments in 2023. And then finally in 2023, what am I watching? Let me read this text here first. This text says, is it possible for the investors to realistically get their funds? Their funds back? Maybe to the extent that there are assets, real assets that can be sold. Some investors may be able to get some portion of their funds back, whether that's 10 cents on the dollar or 20 cents on the dollar or 50 cents on the dollar. It may be possible for them to get some back. In terms of these charities that gave money, I can tell you one thing. If they gave Bahamian charities money, they ain't getting no money back. They could threaten all the legal action they want. I can tell you that money been spent, gone. And you'll be, well, you know, people can pursue you legally. And in their pursuit of you legally, if the courts rule on something, then they can come after your assets or that kind of stuff. So that's all possible. But getting that cash back from a Bahamian charity, boy, unless they are really sophisticated, large, mature charity, good luck with that. Really good luck with that. This text says, those Republicans always talking, they believe in the Bible, but Trump was married 3 times, many girlfriends. You Gingrich, the same thing. They don't believe in abortion, especially if the state paying for it, but we found that a lot of them and their families had abortions. Republicans are just too hypocritical for me. They don't want you to have an abortion, but they don't want you to have contraceptives, or they don't believe in helping you take care of your kids when you do have them. Republicans are fake people. Honestly, human beings are hypocritical. We are. Starting with Chicago line, we can be hypocritical. By that I mean, not even hypocritical, we can be inconsistent too. Hypocritical means I am when I really believe something different. That's hypocrisy, right? But it is possible to believe something and act contrary to it, but not without trying to be deceptive to anybody. Paul said, listen, he says, I find this conflict, this war in my nature. Those things that I ought to do, I do not. Those things that I ought not to do, I do I. He said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall rescue me from this body of sin? So it's not unusual that we can believe something and still act contrary to what we believe without trying to pretend to people that we are something other than what we are. That's hypocrisy. So I believe that there are many Democrats, many Republicans who are human beings, who believe certain things firmly, but as human beings have habits, proclivities, and things that fail their morality and ethics. So I'm not going to lump everybody together and say they are hypocritical, etc. I just know that we are human beings, can be our own convictions and our own moral standards, and that's nothing new. The Bible even tells us this. When you sin, yeah, you believe, but when you sin, you have an advocate with the Father, who is Christ Jesus. So that's the life we live. This text is, why would they try to hurt charitable organizations that help people? That's how you're interpreting it. They're not trying to hurt charitable organizations. They're trying to get back the monies of the people who were hurt by FTX. So that's not a question of, so just how those people's monies helped the charities, they are now trying to get back the people's money to help the people who gave the money under circumstances that ought not to have been. Okay? So I like how you explain this. You smart sometimes. I'm smart sometimes. This text says, most Bahamians would fit in the Republican role. That's true, in terms of their conservative beliefs. So it wasn't Sal's money to give away. And that's the point, that the people who are trying to get the money back, arguing that he was not supposed to give that money away in that fashion. Actually, you're listening to Z Live and Chivago Line, your host. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion. We'll be back after this break. We'll talk about that last thing to watch for. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
So much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go, because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
This is Juan McCartney, and I am wishing you all the happiness in the world this holiday season and all of God's abundant blessings in the new year. Here's to hoping you have a great 2022.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabar Lang, your host. So sorry, so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so on any of the following numbers, 323-6232 or 325-4316 or you can text us on 422-479-3043. Let me say here also that the great Pele has passed away. And as you may know, Pele was arguably the greatest soccer player in the history of soccer, or as they call it in the rest of the world, football, true football. He was a massive figure in so many ways, not just in soccer, but in terms of what he did in his life to elevate his people and their international appeal. I watched his the movie of his life story. It was remarkable. It was remarkable what he did. What Pele did in soccer was kind of like what the Globetrotters, what the ABA did in basketball. See, the ABA was known as Showtime Basketball, and so they did things very flashy, et cetera. While they were not the most thriving association, the NBA was, people marveled at their flashiness, the kinds of artistry they brought to basketball. Pele played a kind of soccer that was like that, that they did the kind of flashy stuff. You jump up and kick the ball and lots of fancy stuff and what have you. And that wasn't really accepted in the traditional soccer circuit, but he, because of his winning ways and what have you, he was very young. He really electrified his country and the world. And so we acknowledge, as some people call him, the greatest of all time, the great Pele, and his powers old today. So the last thing I want you to watch for, and it may take you a bit aback, but it is absolutely the most critical thing you should look at in 2023. While I ask you to look at the climate developments, the Ukraine war, the U.S. economy, tourism in the Bahamas, foreign direct investment flows to the Bahamas, and inflation, while I ask you to look at public borrowings and U.S. politics and FTX developments, the most important thing that you can look for and look at and watch for are your personal choices in 2023. Because those personal choices of yours are going to determine, one, how you advance your own self, right? And then two, how you respond to developments that happen around you, your personal choices. And that is the only thing that is in your absolute control. Yeah. How you decide upon the use of your energy, right? Because at the end of the day, I told you all before, I've learned this actually from others. We have time and we have energy. None of us control time, right? You have 24 hours in a day, I have 24 hours in a day. You have 31 days in a month, I have 31 days in a month. You have 12 months in a year, I have 12 months in a year. You and I will live a certain number of years different. We don't know. We don't control any of that. We don't have any control over that. The only thing we really can control is our energy. And we can control how much energy we have, because if you don't eat well, if you don't exercise well, if you don't manage your stress, you can have less energy. If you do so, you can have more energy. Right? And then we control how we direct that energy. You can wake up whatever time you want to wake up. You can go to sleep whatever time you want to go to sleep. You can run as much as you want, walk, or you can not do so. You can direct that energy at doing something negative, or you can direct that energy at doing something positive. You can direct that energy at work in a mediocre fashion, or you can direct that energy at work in an excellent fashion. That's all a matter of choice for us. How you employ your energy, whether you employ that energy to improve your financial, physical, social relationships, that kind of spiritual circumstances, or you don't. That's, you and I have that choice to make. What we do with our energy, where we deploy it, you know, how we deploy it, why we deploy it, when we deploy it. We have essentially that choice to make in the air. Okay? And those choices are going to come with some consequences, without doubt. Some consequences will be mild, some will be perhaps even unobservable, some consequences will be significant, some may be really detrimental to health, some may be fascinatingly helpful to financial circumstances, some may be significantly detrimental even to life. But we have that choice. We are not passive creatures sitting down with people just working on us and working around us, and we have no say in the matter. We have decisions to make every day that can impact the results and the outcomes of our lives. Watch your choices. And by that I mean, before you make the choice, before I make the choice, we have to be able to say, is this choice advancing my vision for myself? Is it advancing my goals for myself? Is the choice helpful or harmful to my health? Helpful or harmful to my mental well-being? Helpful or harmful to my relationships? Helpful or harmful to my career? Helpful or harmful to my finances? Helpful or harmful to my spiritual convictions? Sometimes the answer is going to be no, and you may still make that choice. And then after that, you have a choice to make. Am I going to continue in this vein? Or am I going to halt these kinds of choices and make better choices? You watch it. It's almost as if you stand back from yourself before you say that something to the person who irritated you, before you do that something to somebody who offended you, before you advance that you were thinking about spending, you step back from yourself and you say, okay, self, what are we doing? What are we doing here? And what is likely to be the outcome of this? We're doing short term, long term. What's the likely outcome of this for me personally, for my children, for my spouse, for my family, for my friends, for my neighbor, for my business, for my company? And try to listen to me. That is not a natural thing for us to do. It's not. We're mostly impulsive. We are mostly reactive. We are mostly really lazy about pursuing what we do because we don't put that much. But the more we do it, the better off we can make decisions. And I'm not saying this is going to happen overnight. You just practice it, and you know, you do it. Sometimes it'll happen, sometimes it won't happen, but the more you practice it, the more it'll become a natural something. But if you watch your choices, if I watch my choices better in 2023, our outcomes will be better, no matter what happens with the development of the things that we talked about before. You can watch your choices. We pay a lot of attention to other people's choices, and we won't get vexed with them for their choices. We are offended sometimes by their choices. We are made anxious by their choices. We are made sad by their choices. But you cannot control, I cannot control anybody's choices. Even our children, in as much as we try to direct them what to do and tell them what to do, in the end, if they decide not to do what we say, even in the smallest ones of them, unless you hold them and keep them there, and you got to work and all that kind of stuff, so you can't always do that. They are going to make choices, and some of the choices are going to be good, some are going to be bad. You can't control other people's choices, but your choice, my choice, we have more control over. And I suggest to you that some of us don't have as much control over some of our choices because we've built up some very bad habits that are almost instinctive for us. And so unless we undo those habits by rigorous practice of different habits, then we kind of act almost like machines, like animals in some things that we do. But we do have more control over our own choices. So watch in 2023. Because almost predictably, your money choices will predict your money circumstances at the end of 2023. Your relationship choices will predict your relationship outcomes in 2023. Not altogether, because you cannot help, you cannot stop some people from doing some things that can ultimately break a relationship, a friendship, a partnership, a marriage. You can't ultimately stop, but you can help how you deal with that in the course of a year, so that at the end of the year, you're not bitter, you're not depressed, you're not suicidal and all that kind of stuff, right? So watch your choices. Try to be deliberate. Try to be intentional. Try, you know, just because your friends want to compel you to go somewhere doesn't mean you have to automatically say yes. Yes, you love them, they're your friends. You don't have to, just as your family asks you to do, doesn't mean you have to, no. What you got to do is you got to say, okay, what would this mean for me? What would this mean for us? Is this really the best thing I can do? And you try to make more deliberate, better choices. Watch your personal choices in 2023. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, we'll continue our discussions. We'll be back after this break.
Marsh the car. The lady run into me, Marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
Hi, this is Shivago Lang, host of Z Live, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year from Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Just so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. There's a text here that says the main reason there's... Sorry, let me read it for you. Says, God Almighty is the only person who will hold Donald Trump accountable for the things he did, Mr. Lang. In my view, he has to be one of the worst human beings alive on this earth today. He and Vladimir Putin, U.S. should be ashamed of for allowing him to run for office after what happened on January 6th. Okay. This text says, I have been holding on the phone for an extremely long time. Can you take a break, please? Can I take a break? I don't have a message for a caller on the line. Why would I take a break? And we have standard breaks. You have standard breaks. And some of you, I'm going to warn you right now, be honest with you, some of your dispositions are so offensive and you are so petty and so willing to let your emotionalism get in the way of sensible dialogue that I am not going to take you. I will not, because I'm not going to let you diminish the effort that we are trying to make on the show. I'm not going to read your text either. Some of you, I promise you, I won't do it in 2023. Enough of that. Just text it and say, oh, see? Listen to me, man. Let me tell you some of you something. And I can call your name if I want to, but I don't even want to do that. So listen to me. You are not going to help yourself get on the show by calling me names or any host names. You're not. It makes no sense to do that. It's silly, okay? And all you're demonstrating is your immaturity and your hatefulness of spirit by doing it, okay? And I want y'all to know, like, honestly, bro, you call me names till the Lord Jesus Christ comes. It's not gonna make much more difference to me. Just be warned, so you won't waste your time. I will not read your text. And some of you, if I know in advance, if the show host tells me you're on the phone, I'm not going to take the call. So you can find another show who might take the call and you can talk to me about me on that show. All right, you're not doing that. Okay. So listen, it's been almost 365 days, 365 and a quarter days in the year. And we have for 5 out of 7 of those days in the week been on the show. And what makes it happen? You make it happen. The listeners, you make it happen. Voluntarily listen, those of you who sometimes listen reluctantly, you make it happen. But you make it happen because our sponsors who are trying to get their messages to you also make it happen for the station, for the shows. And I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank our sponsors who have been there with us day in and day out, faithfully supporting us. Some of them, I mean, with consistent, regular sponsorship, whether that's Fidelity or Royal Fidelity or Royal Star, and others who have been there on occasions, or others who have done one-off events, etc. Thank you. Thank you very much for your sponsorship and allowing us to be a part of the dialogue in the country about issues that matter to the country and in ways that can be helpful. And the hope is always that we're trying to be helpful. Again, I want to thank our sponsors. They don't have to, but they must find value in what we represent and what we're doing. And so they continue to make it happen. And that allows you to be able to listen to these shows and listen to the dialogue and participate in the dialogue. And I think that this Guardian radio station has been a brilliant addition to the public media in the country and allowing for so many voices. Sometimes brilliant voices, sometimes inspirational voices, sometimes motivational voices, sometimes derogatory voices, sometimes really ignorant voices, but that's part of the human dialogue too sometimes, right? But you get a diversity of voices. And so thank you, sponsors. We really, really, really thank faithful, loyal, committed partnership in making these shows happen, making Z Live happen. And some of you who've been part of our series of shows, we want to thank you for your effort in that regard. And so it's been a really been a good year in many ways. Been a good year, a learning year for me. And I'm grateful to all of you who participated, shared your thoughts and ideas. I am not grateful to those of you who say nonsense, nasty, silly things. I'm not going to do that. I'm not trying to be your friend if you're trying to be my enemy. I'm not trying to be your enemy. I'm certainly not going to try to comfort you or encourage you in being silly about things. I'm not going to do that. And so be forewarned, either check yourself or you will not get the benefit of our allowing your platform to spew nonsense. Right? We will not do that. We have too much going on. We have too many things that we could be about. Before you take the time, as an example, to say negative things about somebody else, or about myself, you can use the same time to elevate something you want to elevate. You can use the same time to say something to really speak your mind. Why waste your time doing something that's not going to be read, not going to be listened to on the show? Doesn't make sense. Okay? And so we're looking forward to the new year and getting some great things done together. Who knows what's going to happen? And none of us knows the future. But to focus, the extent that you are in control of your attention, the extent that you and I are in control of our energy, we can direct it as best we can to deliver up what we can. All right? And let me tell you all something. Whatever has transpired in 2022, good, bad, ugly, it's done. It's done. Whatever choices we have made, it's done. And some consequences may still be following us from those choices. That's okay. You just have to now deal with those consequences, but don't be defined by them. Okay? Don't be pinned down by them. Don't be and allow yourself to be, and I'm saying good, bad, and ugly, you know, to be trapped by them. Because sometimes even our successes can get in our way and cause us to not be free to enjoy new successes because we are so focused on what has happened. No. Many moments of your life are unattached to every other moment of your life. It's a new moment. And so you figure out the best way to use your energy in any given moment in time. That's your job. Don't worry about the amount of people, what they might be saying or not saying. You can't control that. You can only be about what you can do with your current energy in the current space you're in. And let that be your effort. Learn as much as you can about anything that you are seeking to do. Get as much information as you can. You're not going to have perfect information. So waiting on perfect information before you act is going to be foolhardy because none of us will have perfect information. You can get as much information as you can. Think through your choices. Know what your priorities are. Know what it is you're trying to achieve, what you want to achieve, what you want for yourself, what you want for your family, what you want for your environment. And pursue that. That's the best you can do. Don't be preoccupied with what coulda, shoulda. Don't be preoccupied with things you can't control. Spend your energy and your time focused on the things you can do. And it's the doing that matters the most. Be sure of it, right? It's the doing that matters. It's the doing that gets the results. Thinking is important, but only as a precursor to doing. Thinking is important only because it is what determines or should determine what is to be done so that you can get the results you want, the results I want. So it's the doing. Be sure of it. So some of us in 2023, Don't talk as much. Now, we are on these talk shows. We have to talk. It's a part of the talk show. So you can't tell me don't talk. I did a talk show. Because even when you call, you a dog. But in terms of your personal life, sometimes, don't say nothing to nobody. Oh, I ain't gonna start a business. Oh, I don't shut your mouth. Don't say nothing. Just go put the action in. That's it. Oh, I can exercise every day. Don't tell nobody. Just go do it. Just go do it. And sometimes don't exercise for an hour every day. Don't do that. So I'm gonna exercise for 2 minutes every day. 2 minutes. Watch what happens. I promise you, if you say you're gonna walk for 2 minutes every day, watch what happens. You're not walk for 2 minutes, you walk for more. You say you're gonna run for 2 minutes, you run for more. If you say you're gonna bike for 2 minutes, you can run for. If you say you're gonna read for 2 minutes, you read for more. And that's how you get it done. Take it up in bite sizes. Don't tell nobody, just get it done. Miss Texas, Merry Christmas to you and family. Mr. Lang, hope you lived, enjoy many and many more with good health in 2023. Don't let these nerds upset you, sir. All the best. Thank you very much. So we can disagree on different issues, but we have to. All right. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us today. God bless you. Listen, tomorrow, last show for the year. All goes well. I'll see you then, and you know, we'll do some music to send us out. Last show for the year. Again, God bless you. Stay tuned. See you again. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host.
Z Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is sponsored by CG Atlantic, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, RF Banking Trust, and Royal Star Assurance. Take a stand, everybody.